most memorable English learning experience is this year. At my summer holiday, I went to a Bible camp in America, so I was living in an English-speaking environment, and I need to speak English for the whole summer, and I have been there for 2.5 months. So I need to talk with the children there and share a lot with them, sing with them, and read the Bible with them. So I know a lot about those culture and know how's the difference between reading the English in Hong Kong and really use the English in America. So that is my most memorable learning experience.
So what do you mean by the difference between English in Hong Kong and
so America? And when we are using English in writing and comprehension, but we seldom speak real English in our school. We just need to speak English when we are going to present and to write only. So when we don't need to use English when we are having our daily life. So we speak Cantonese with our friends. So we don't need to really use English so often when compared to my life in America.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Not much, but I just need to read a lot of some journals for my nursing major. So I need to read a lot. And I also have a lot of some reading when I'm doing my A-levels.
Do you find challenging to read those articles?
I just don't like read so much.
So you're studying nursing, right?
Yeah.
Do you think English will be important in your future career?
Of course, because all the things in legal documents should be written in English. So in our practice, and in the documentation for the nursing practice, we all need to write in English. So it is really important. But apart of this, we still used to say Cantonese when we are being in hospital as a nurse. So we talk to our colleagues with Cantonese instead of English. But sometimes I would hear those doctors, they communicate with each other in English, but not in nurse.
They're all local doctors for the
Sometimes there are some foreign doctors, so they need to speak in English. But almost 99% of nurse is born in Hong Kong, so they don't need to speak English so often.